And Nikki.
Hey, Jay.
Okay, well, Zoom meeting for April 11th. The county council and Nikki, you're up.
Somebody got inside directing. I know it's been a while, so I thought I'd pop in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Also, I kind of wanted some clarification on the salary because there's a lot of what was going on with that because my department's kind of wanting some clarification because they heard that they have been excluded. So that's kind of why I'm here. I talked to Sheila. She gave me the numbers that were semi-approved. So I crunched them where it was like the 68% and stuff like that. Within 2 years, there's not going to, if we follow that matrix, the numbers, in 4 years, there's not going to be any differential between a paramedic and basic.
You got, correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, but, and Doug, you were initially on this, you guys weren't ever put into that matrix system.
That's correct.
So that matrix, your wages had been discussed prior to the matrix.
Right.
It was brought up to comparing apples to apples.
Right.
And with other counties. But we never did do a matrix, nor did we adopt any matrix.
And I understand that. But we'd also talked in the wage committee about longevity for our department.
You had talked about creating something you were
and
working on.
And I do have one.
Right, and we saw that after the fact. I mean, that was given to us a couple meetings ago, but we never did put that into effect with the county employees. Just like the sheriff's department was separate, you guys are separate, the county was one.
Okay.
The county courthouse employees, or I don't know.
So I guess, are we going to have a matrix for our longevity? Because right now you're sitting at three people with 8 years, myself included, out of the original 24.
Well, once again, tell me if I'm wrong in this thinking, but we didn't do anything of that sort because we were really looking at you guys separate because you're like the sheriff's department where you have certain tiers or what do you call them?
Right. And I guess that's kind of why I'm here to an extent. Will we be included in a matrix of our own for the longevity? Because honestly, I have been looking for another job. I have.
I've got a few things too that I was going to discuss with you separate because it kind of goes with the hospital, but it also ties in with this and other things that are going on with other counties and their ambulance services. So that aside, I don't think we had planned on doing it again just because of.
And I think we hadn't because it had just been, you know,
right.
Recently
and,
that we just went through all of that with your
right.
With
and
your
and
agency.
Up to speak
right.
With other counties.
And we got that. I mean, but then, you know, we've heard the matrix was adopted and it was like, you know, okay, so what's our longevity here?
I would say that you guys certainly probably do deserve a schedule. But like they said, we didn't address it right now because we had just done things. I think.
And I totally get that. So
we can't make. I can't make any promises personally, but I would support EMS having a pay schedule.
You know, just
like
everybody
else.
When we came in and we bumped everybody up, when we crunched the numbers, my street medics are making more than I am, which is fine, but I'm not going to be able to survive forever with that.
But I thought, didn't we just vote at the last meeting to increase your wage and
I know that we had discussed it.
That had not been approved.
We didn't vote on it.
There was nothing voted on.
No, not voted, but not until...
Either one being, it was brought up.
Okay.
But there was nothing...
So I guess it was, you know, one of the purposes was to kind of clarify so I can tell everybody back there what's going on.
I agree with Doug. I think your department needs something to reward longevity.
Like I said, we've got two years. I'm fully invested in her, really, other than my loyalty for being here for 10 years. If another one comes up, you know, I'm a single person. Like I mean, I love the county. I love the service. And I think I've done a lot over the last couple of years.
It definitely is something that we're working on.
And I guess that's, I want to go back and tell them, yes, we're not included in this one, but they're looking into it.
You can sure say that, and I think that's what we were talking about before, because we never gave you, you got everybody else to keep the paramedics, you know, you lose them so fast. Then I mean, we addressed you and your secretary. I think you need to come up with something and bring it back to me.
I think so, too. Could you do that?
Bring up for
come 29? Up with something, right.
Well, in your old department, and your driver, you see, you have 23
left. I do have a matrix.
It's not really in line as much with what we had done countywide, but it can be
implemented. Right. And I don't, I mean, these are mine.
Did you give yourself a raise on this one?
No, because...
The last time you did?
Well, no, because they said you had to go with your department head's base salary. So I went with... what my base salary was.
You guys got the copies? Give me more copies.
There's four different. And what I can do is I can email them to Sheila. I thought I'd send them out. I'm sorry. I did four different proposals. I don't know who has the 25%. Yeah, there's four of them.
Well, so these aren't the same?
They're not the same. We came up with a couple.
I would say, you know, at least to me, I'd love to see one.
Okay.
I think it's something that, yeah, we need to do. I mean, if this is the system where it is, everybody should use them.
Who's your eight? Who's the three that...
Kyle Missima.
Okay.
That's it.
Wow.
And then we go down to... Hold on, I apologize because everything's in a mess. The next one, I have an advance and a basic and Connie at 7 years.
Okay.
And then 6 years, and then we drop down to three. So, and I just lost another paramedic. He went fire-based. He's actually taking a pay cut. But he's 21, no commitment.
And we knew about that one that one was discussed the last time. I can talk to you about that, about having full staff and everything.
Would it not be appropriate to have all of the different scenarios made in your hands and all of these trying to look up and down the table and come up with a solution?
Yeah. Alex had that last one.
Okay.
Alex,
yeah. And work with you on that.
Yeah,
that's
fine. You know, just kind of spitting those out. There wasn't a whole lot of major increase.
Who did you and Missy didn't, and Vicki didn't, or not? Kyle didn't either?
What?
Get any raise when the last time?
No, everybody but Connie and I.
Everybody but you and Connie. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, you got one too.
Yes.
And remember what we did was compare those to the other counties.
Right. And that's what they came up with.
Right.
And I know in our wage meeting with you and Larry and Tom, we talked about longevity and coming up with maybe a different rotation, the Kelly Gay system. I've kind of thrown that up around the office.
Yeah, there's a lot more that needs to be discussed first, I think, so let us a chance to look stuff over.
What I passed out was the commissioner report that kind of gives you a heads up kind of what the department has done for the last, well, 3 months.
How's
kind of a work in progress. As you can see, I kind of got a little bit more detailed. And that was the one I just passed out. Kind of got into a little bit more detail on the denied transfers, what the levels were.
How's collections? Is there still an issue? Or you
we're doing pretty well in collection. Mr. Murphy is getting them.
Good.
Also, to bring you up to speed, you can cover your ears, Mr. Brady, because you'll hear this next week. But no, seriously. We just received last week a $32,000 check for Medicaid reimbursement for 2013. So that was an additional income that we weren't counting on, which is kind of why I'm here, because I need to transfer, because when we did budget cuts, I forgot. Calcon's fee was $9,500, and we kind of cut my professional services, so we don't have enough in that budget line. I do have a fee on call, so I just need to, and that will be a yearly fee. So I'll make a note to be sure that it's in when it comes to budget time.
So you need transfer for $9,500?
Mm-hmm. To cover the payment for the Medicaid reimbursement.
Okay, I don't see that on here. That could be for next time. There it is. Never mind. Yep, I got it.
Oh, okay. You're making me sweat.
Anybody have any questions for me regarding the request for the transfer?
No.
Second.
We've got a motion in second to approve $9,500 transfer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And Linda and Alex and maybe Debbie will get on looking at this again. She thought their work was done, so yeah.
I figured we'd fall under the pretty much the county since we're county employees.
Here's a department, the sheriff's department has to be structured some different because you guys are on such a different
scale,
pay rate. The way the overtime was figured is part of the
training, the different work.
Yeah. Right, it's a different amount of all together.
Which completely understand, but like I said, I've got people.
No, I understand that too. So thank you, Mickey.
You're welcome.
Christine.
I'm here on behalf of Nathan Orger and to request for a tax abatement for Fractal. They are installing tooling dies and adapters for extrusion of 4-inch through 20-inch pipe, saws used in the production of large custom fittings. And they're requesting a 10-year tax abatement on the assessed value of that equipment, which is $406,775. A normal 10-year abated, starting at 100, working its way back 10% per year.
Yeah, I believe that was also contingent upon them hiring 8 more people.
Uh-huh. Yep, 8 more people at average wage just shy of $40,000 a year. Would you like to know anything?
No.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions? Entertain a motion to grant back those there.
So moved.
Second.
Does that get you to it? Roger, got a motion and second for the allowance of the FICA tax abatement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
Kristen, do we have the original that needs to be signed?
Yep.
Okay.
Sign those.
I'll get it signed for you and put it in your box, okay?
Pink is you, blue is Jim.
Pardon?
Pink is for you to sign, blue is for Jim to sign.
Oh, okay, just Jay and Rick out the number?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, pass that down to Jay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She said the blue was for you to sign.
Okay.
I'm here this evening because we produced and shimmer home to a learning network that is housed within our office space. It's actually in the conference room across the hallway. And I had a meeting with the dean from Ivy Tech in Logan Score, and they would like to offer some classes, college credit level classes, out of our learning network, which has Wi-Fi, laptops, digital projectors, those types of things. Because that room or that building is owned by the county, and not Purdue Extension, in order for us to do that, we have to show proof of liability. And so that was why I needed to come in front of this group, was to request whether or not you feel comfortable with that going on in that space, and if I could ask for whoever holds that certificate that a copy could be made that Ivy Tech could have in order for us to offer those college credit courses there. So that's item number one. The second part to that is Ivy Tech will put on a technology fee for those students because of the use of the laptops and the Wi-Fi. And so that money would need to go into the county in some way. A line item would have to be created. It would be ideal if it could be something like that. Money can't come back into my office. But it can go back to the county because it's your building, it's your space. And then if there was a line item that said, like, learning network, then that money could sit there and be used to, if we need to buy new computers, if we need to if a laptop crashes, if they need another laptop in that space to offer those classes, that type of thing. So that's kind of like, I have two requests, but they kind of go hand in hand, and it's just in order for us to be able to provide this provide college courses here in our community, which I think is a wonderful opportunity for our folks, seeing how we don't have an Ivy Tech or a college tech facility here in Plaquemine County. So what questions do you have for me?
Type of classes, just general education?
I think like 100 level communication, sociology or psychology, kind of general ones that all like freshmen would kind of need. And we're going to start with three classes, and if they fill, then there might be an opportunity to offer more. And we're looking at somewhere between 10 to 12 students per class. That's what that room holds comfortably as well. And they'd be taught by the Ivy Tech faculty as well.
These will be college credits.
Yep.
They'll transfer.
Yep. Right.
Any questions for Nellie? Who has that certificate, Sheila? Do you know, for the insurance?
Did you give it to me?
No, you're looking for one with Jason Bunker. He would hold that certificate of liability.
Oh, okay.
Just our insurance.
I imagine the Botanies would carry that.
We get hold of them and get a copy of it for you.
Okay, that would be great. That's what I would need to show to Ivy Tech, the building's insured.
Natalie, I would say I'm very excited that this is actually taking place. Because I will tell you, about 5 or 6 years ago, we tried this and could not accomplish it. Mm-hmm. And especially for those that are working, people who are wanting to take the college classes and need the college classes, if we're going to put back into this community, then we need to assist in the learning process. So yay for you. Yay for Ivy Tech.
Yeah, and these will be more evening classes for those folks, and they don't have to drive as far. And so, yeah, it's a great opportunity. And plus, it's a great building. You have restrooms, you have accessibility, you have parking. Okay. You have all the things that Ivy Tech was looking for prior but was struggling to find the right place. So we were very excited about the opportunity.
Okay.
So what, I was going to say, what motion do we need, just to allow the building to be used? You guys are renting the building from us anyway, right?
Creating a fund, Jay, for the user fees to go back into the county to be earmarked for use in repairing of computers, purchasing of computers, or...
Updates, computer updates, programming updates.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second to allow a line item for the extension office for the fees coming in to be used for their computer service updates. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Taking this on to do that. Thank you, I appreciate it. Don Good is not here. He already spoke, I think, of that. So you may not be here. Talk again, so Sheriff.
Great for you, Mr. Good morning. I got two things. The first is, I talked earlier about some of the locks over on the tail doors and some of the motors. We wanted to use money out of the misdemeanor fund, and that's the fund that only could be spent on repair of the jail. I think it comes from misdemeanor arrest. So we wanted to take $21,000 out of that account, and then I'll make up the difference with commissary, and then Jeff will help with some of his maintenance funds. It's going to be about $26,000 to fix some of the door locks at the jail.
Any questions for the sheriff regarding any requests? Now, this is additional from where, Sheriff?
This is from that, it's a misdemeanor fund.
Okay.
It's a fund that can only be used for repairs on the jail, and I think it, by its name, I think it comes from misdemeanor arrest. I think it's just I don't know that for sure. It's just a guess from the name of the fund.
What are they doing, Mark? Do like scan your eyes?
I tell you, $6,000? We should all be in the business of fixing jail doors, because there's only one company that does it, and they're from Ohio. And we had them come and look at several of the doors, and that's fixing about six of them. Now, some of them are pretty big fixes. We had somebody, I think it was before Jeff's time, it was definitely before my time at the sheriff's department, but somebody welded something in one of these doors that slide back and forth, open up, and then ruined the door. We've got to replace the whole slider now. And that's a whole motor system, and then, you know, you imagine the locks. They're not like the locks we look at on the doors of our houses, but that fixes about six of the doors. We've got a few more after that, but I think we can hold on and get these fixed. And this misdemeanor fund seems to build up, you know, fairly quickly, because we spent quite a bit of it here in my first year on the cameras back in the jail. So, and it's already rebuilt up to where we can get this much out of it. So my goal was to use this misdemeanor money and come back sometime next year and try to get the rest of the locks fixed. And
you need a motion?
Yeah,
I'll make a motion.
I'll move. I'll second.
Got a motion and a second to allow the additional for the box for the sheriff's department. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, Sheriff.
And then the next thing I want to do is, and I think you can do this with a motion, is I want to spend some money out of the commissary fund. That's the fund where the inmates buy their tobacco and stuff that they have in the back. Of course, we make money off of that, and then we can use that for certain things in the jail or for training and for equipment. What I want to do with the total I have is $5,376, and I hope you'd give me a little leeway, because the two school superintendents are going to the schools to ask for permission to get this. But if I remember right from the meeting, it's $99 a month for the subscription for each school, and then it was $1,000 for each building. And they're counting West Central as one building, our school over here at Eastern Plaskeye as two buildings. But what this is when this is set up, this company will come in and they, you know, it's beyond my expertise in computers, but they'll set up at like a 25-mile perimeter around each school, that, and then what the teachers will have to do is anybody that has a smartphone can put this app on their phone, and then they have three choices on this app. They can push it, and it calls for, you know, if it's an active shooter, if somebody comes into the school and is shooting, they can push this button, and that phone then immediately dials 911, and then it also sends out a message. And then the other side of this app is called 911 Hero. And right now there's something like 30 to 35,000 policemen signed up, state, federal, local policemen signed up for this 911 Hero. And so if there happens to be, say, a state policeman driving by our school, something's going on, somebody hits that, he will get notified. No matter where he's from, if he's within that 25 miles, he'll get notified. Then he has two options he can push. He can push that I'm an on-duty policeman on my way and give his location. If you're an off-duty person, you can push that, say I'm on my way. And then that notifies everybody, and you get immediate response to an active shooter in the school. So that's the most important thing. And I think, you know, this school, it sits right in town. You got the town with a Mac, so there, it's a pretty quick response. The school I really worry about is the Central. You know, they're kind of a long ways from everybody. So what this does is kind of give them some extra protection. So to set up this 25-mile radius on the cell phone business is what the $2,000 is for Eastern Plaskide, and with West Central only being one building, it's only $1,000 there. And then there's a $99 fee each month for each school. So that's where I come up with the total of whatever I just said. So it's free for the police to sign up to be on this app, and then, of course, it costs the school to be set up the way they are. So what I want to do is pay for this with commissary funds this first year and see how it works. I think we can eventually, the company that set this up had a letter from, I think it was a sheriff in Davies County, where he had contacted the 911 board, the state board, and got permission that it would be appropriate to take this money out of the 911 fund. You know, I'm kind of protecting that 911 fund because I'm getting ready to, we've got some stuff lined up, and I'm getting ready to present that to you folks. And, you know, we have to upgrade the consoles and stuff over there. There's the P25 upgrade that's coming. And I think we've got enough money in that fund now to pay for everything that we're probably going to need to do. I just want to make sure, so that's why I wanted to come to you guys and get your permission to jointly spend this money out of commissary fund for this first year for the schools. And you know, the other two options, I guess, is that the teacher then can push a button and it'll just go to locally in the school that, you know, I don't know, we got a fight in the classroom, I need help or whatever, but. They had a real good presentation on the last, I guess, school shooting that made the papers in Connecticut. It was almost, Connecticut seems to be kind of goofy how they're set up. The 911 calls go to the state police out there, and then they then relay it back to the local police. And it was almost a two-minute delay before any policeman was ever notified that there was a shooting going on in that school. And, you know, they thought maybe they could have saved four or five kids if they could have had somebody there in that 2 minutes. So that's what the program is. That's what I'm trying to do with this commissary money and asking you guys for, you know, I think it would be good to spend it, but I just want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. And if both of us say it, that it's absolutely the right thing as far as the state board of accounts, as far as spending that money on this kind of program.
I'll make the motion to approve the, what would you call it?
It's the 911.
911 commissary fund.
Second.
Okay, again, motion is second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. One quick thing for you, Sheriff. We got the EMA vehicle, motor vehicle. I understand you're going to.
Yes.
Okay. We want to approve this 16-5. We, you know, talked about last meeting, the EMA director, because the sheriff, I know the sheriff is going to give her the vehicle he has, and he just can purchase another vehicle and use part of this money to do that. So do we want to approve it for the EMA, or do we want to approve for the sheriff?
Well, you can approve it for EMA. She can purchase it, and then he'll have to do an additional to spend it.
All right. So we do it that way. I'll just make sure that's all.
You tell me how you want to do it. I don't care.
That's fine. If we can do it, I just want to make sure it's legal the way we do it. And then we can get the sheriff his money once she gets the vehicle so he can replace the vehicle with it.
Okay. Do you want me to advertise an additional for him from this money? Because he's going to have to do an additional in order to be able to spend it.
Right. Yeah, let's do that. We don't know how much you want to spend it.
We've already ordered it, Jake. Okay. We've got that, and then we're going to make up the difference out of our budget. I don't know how to get this 16.5 for us.
I do. Okay. We'll write the check out. When she gives us the bill, we'll write the check out, and then we can receipt it into County General. And it'll be appropriated into your vehicle, sheriff appropriation.
Okay. And then he can just need to approve for the EMA that it should get to him, and that's all kosher to spend that way. Okay.
It's like a 3-month turnaround, so yeah. We've got one. It's just like the truck Barney drives coming from Dodge. So okay. I think it's 3 or 4 months they said. So, and then we're gonna. Fix Sherry's truck as far as taking RV cows off and putting the EMA back on and get her lights the way we want them. So I think she'll be pretty good when we're. Yeah. It's all same thing we discussed in all the emails with everybody. So right, yeah. I think she'll be good.
I think so too. Thank you for working with her. That's all.
I appreciate it. Yes. Mike was the first one that said anything to me about it right after that meeting. So
yeah.
Yeah, it worked for us too. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
So we got a advertisement for Superior Court, 17746.
There's a connection with this one. Back in December, we did an additional for Superior Court for public defender. I think I explained this last time. That's what the 2254 is on your the ordinance, on the additional ordinance, to be approved tonight. They've got two trials coming up, and they're already low on money for public defender for the two trials. Okay. And so they're asking for an additional 746, which will come out of supplemental public defenders, which is a different fund. Well, it's the same fund as the one on the other one, but it's a different fund in County General. And there's money in there to take care of it.
Okay, so we want to entertain a motion for the 17746 additional for the public
defender. So moved.
Can I just ask a quick question? You said there's money in there to cover it. What do you mean?
This is in the Supplemental Public Defender Fund, there's only they get that from fees. There's money put in there from fees. The only people that can use it is for public defender. So the two departments would be the Superior Court and Circuit Court. Judge Shern appropriated $70,000 in the budget this year. There's still money left in the fund. It's not obligated.
So it's not considered a transfer, though.
No, this is an additional.
It's an additional, but it is a transfer.
The money's there. It does not have to go to the state. The money's there, but it can only be used for a public defender. That's it. And so that's why if you approve it, then it can be put into their, it can appropriate it.
Okay, so did we get a motion for this? Tom motion? Okay, need a second. Anybody?
Second.
Okay, you got a motion and a second for the public defender additional. All the points say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Proper counsel at the same time here, huh?
Okay. While we're on the public defender and the additionals, I got a letter late this afternoon. I wasn't able to put the amount and stuff on my additionals. It's from the Pulaski County Human Services. She's asking for $15,000, and I just need to know from you what fund to take it from if you are going to approve it. I did run a report that shows what she's asked for in the last 3 years, full amount.
And Sheila, when did you say you received this?
Just this afternoon. That's why I didn't have enough time to get it put on the sheets.
What did we give in additional monies toward the end of the...
I have a report right here, and you'll see how what's been given to them in the last 3 years. They have an amount that they get every year. She's asking for more. But if you approve it, I didn't know if you wanted me to take it out of, the last time it was taken out of CDIP.
You're asking for $15,000. We've given more than that each year since, haven't we?
I think off the top, I want to say there's 30 is what they're getting this year, and they would have already got it.
Yeah.
So she's saying we're requesting 60. We gave them 30.
Well, I think that decision was made after considerable conversation about that deposit. Final decision about that adjustment.
And so I missed the January distribution. I didn't think of that until you looked at it. Oh my God.
Maybe we can get it out of the rainy day fund. That's sarcasm.
Because the last time we gave money toward the end of the year was because she had been cut federally or something like that.
Yeah, she wasn't here this year.
Right.
I think she asked for 60 for this year, and it was cut to 30.
Right.
I think that was in her letter.
Right, but like Tom said, we've gone over, so that's pretty expensive to come to that decision.
Okay.
So this 15 she's asking for would bring her back up to
45.
What it was a year ago? Is that...
I think that's what she got. Well, I've told you how much she received.
It would be closer to what she was requesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, was it?
If you want to table it and make it come, we can put it on for the next meeting.
So we can entertain a motion to approve or disapprove or table, I guess, one of those three options. To just respond to her request now at this time.
We don't have money to run our own government, let alone human services. They're going to have to live within their means. I don't know if you guys, but we gave them 30,000 or 15 or 30, I guess it was. It's like we don't have the money.
That in form of that motion?
Deny it? Or table?
Well, it'll come back, I guarantee that. I've been here for several years, it always comes back.
That's what I was thinking. At least when she comes back.
Put it in your budget next year. Put it in your budget for next year.
Well, that's my motion. She requested it, but we have denied it.
Okay, then. However.
Okay, so your motion to deny your request?
Yep.
Okay.
Second.
I've got a motion and a second to deny your request for human services. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries.
The additional appropriation ordinance is the appropriations that was requested at the last meeting. We advertised, and they're up for approval now. Victim assistance, drug-free, low at B, for EMS and EMA, and the public defender.
Anybody have any questions on those?
I'll make the motion to approve as presented.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to approve the additionals as presented and discussed last week. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Next one is a transfer of appropriation. I apologize. Under mine, I have investigator overtime. It's just overtime.
I was going to ask if you got an investigator.
I must have been doing something else.
Any questions regarding the transfers?
No, I'll make a motion to approve these presented.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second to approve the transfers that are presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
The other one is the revised ordinance for the new matrix. I'm hoping at the next meeting I can have all the numbers together for the additional. From what I can tell, the highway is going to be approximately $27,000 for the increase on theirs. County general, I think it's going to be around $40,000.
Can I make a comment? I've had several departments in the highway being one of them that has said that they did appreciate the change in salary or the wages, and they would try to come up with, make sure I'm saying this right.
Transfers
with monies they already have in their budget to cover their expenses, the change in expenses that this has resulted in. Does that make sense? So, and Sheila was willing to help me figure that out. So I wanted to make that known to the council, that I thought that was nice of and helpful of departments that are willing to do that.
And I've almost got all the numbers. I mean, I'm giving you approximate, but I basically have probably 99% of it done. It's just a matter of writing it up and getting it to the department so they can tell me if it's going to be an additional or if it's going to be a transfer.
And I think what this also means is that they're not saying that they cover it now and ask for additionals later. They say they have the money, that they feel that they can recover this and they're not going to have additionals later on. So I appreciated those that came forward and told me that, and I just think it shows that they were appreciative of what we did.
The numbers that I have written down are the numbers that will get us through to the end of the year. So hopefully there won't be any other additionals or transfers or anything. But the numbers are pretty close to what an employee would make for the year with the increase.
I got a question. I don't know if we addressed this or not. Are the raises only going to happen at the beginning of the year with the new budget, or if my anniversary comes up in July, is that when I'm going to get my raise? We need to address that.
We did. Alex, do you remember when we met with Kevin? Per the policy book, it's stated your anniversary is calendar year.
Okay.
Yes. No, I'm asking.
We're trying to make sure everybody's on the calendar year.
That's so what the policy.
Otherwise, we have a revised salary ordinance every month.
Well, yeah. And that way everybody's rates will change at the beginning for in terms of years of service. But what they're trying to figure out, or what we're trying to do, and most departments are already there. If you started in June, when you work your first year, when you go into the second year, well, it'll be after the first, you have 6 months. Your PTO time and everything will be prorated to get you into the January. And then you would start your full year as January to December.
I was just curious. I wanted to make sure that had been addressed and was clear for everybody.
Because that was a challenge trying to figure out how to do that to get everybody on the, like you said, the calendar year. But that's the way we've been doing it, is to prorate the PTO time from wherever their anniversary date is to the end of the year. And then that'll get us where we need to be.
Any more questions regarding the revised salary rates? I entertain a motion to approve as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second to approve the salary ordinance as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I was at a commissioner's meeting last week, and the town of Winnemac has taken over the Long Branch property that's across from the caboose, diagonal from the town or the fire department. It was the Rattlebush property. And I don't know how much of this information that you've gotten. I thought it had all been emailed, but I'm going to pass it down and you can look at it and see what you think. It was brought up to the commissioners, and because it's a financial issue, they wanted to defer it to the council. The town of Winnemac wants you to cancel or... take the taxes off. Clear it. There's another word for it, and I can't think of it off the top of my head. So that it's zero, so the count, because it's county tax is what it is. It's property taxes for the county.
How much is it?
It's about, there's a sheet in there that tells about what it is, and that's with penalties and interest is on it. But they also have taken and paid all the fees that had to be paid to get it all cleaned up. It was an estate, and it's been turned over. Like I said, I emailed all this stuff to you, but my papers have got like highlights in them where yours doesn't.
Commissioners, you brought this up to the attorney at all? His.
$700. That's how much, yes. And the commissioners tabled it. And
you tabled it for further discussion.
How much is it, Tom?
$1,666.36.
$1,600.
But Kevin hadn't been asked about this or what the legality.
It had been in Kevin's office. Well, and it'd be council's decision to make a determination on waiving the $1,600 or whatever the
to make an informed decision.
You can table it and give me further more.
Well, they won't pay any taxes on it now since they own it, will they?
There's still taxes owed because of the penalties and
interest. I know, but like right now, does town of Francis still pay on the fire station? Is there taxes paid on the fire station?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
I don't think there is. The churches still pay on
churches. This is the fire department, though. This is that Long Branch property.
Well, I don't know. Does the town of Derrigo pay on the town park? I mean, I don't know if they pay taxes on a park or not. Yeah, those taxes were from 2012 and 13 or whatever they were.
Mike, I'll get your answer for you.
Well, I'm just curious.
No, I'll look it up. I'll find out.
Because, you know, those taxes were from the previous years when it was used for something. You know, whoever sold it to them or whatever. I don't know the situation.
The taxes weren't paid on that property, and that's where all the penalties are coming from.
Well, how'd they end up with it? Did they buy it on county tax sale?
the judge deeded it over to the town. Took a motion from the judge for the town to assume ownership of it. And that's when they tore down the...
So the town took ownership of it?
Correct.
Okay, the town didn't pay taxes on it. So who did they sell it to?
Town still owns it.
Town owns it.
Town owns it now.
The guy that...
How much did the town pay the estate for it?
Yeah.
I don't think they paid the estate anything because I think they cleaned the mess up.
I don't see how we can do it. I mean, I can see why they want us to, but they
with court order says,
I mean, it should have went off the estate or, you know, they should have, when you, that's why you get title insurance.
Read that.
Here, sir.
All right. The order states the town will be responsible for all the taxes.
So, yeah, it doesn't say the county. I don't see how we could. Might see where they was at $1,600, but let's say we deny.
Is that a motion, Mike?
I don't know if anybody else is tracking it. Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second to deny the waiver of taxes from the state. The town, we're back. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. Waiver of the taxes are denied.
I don't see how we could.
The question is, well, the town, are they getting any of that low-it money yet?
Are they getting any of the what?
The low-it money?
The low-it public safety.
Yes, they're getting a little bit. Because if you look at your sheet that I gave you the last meeting, it has a breakdown of how much everybody gets.
Oh, yeah.
It tells you. And we started getting it in January, so they are too. Because we send a check down to them.
They got money.
Well, when somebody wrote that up, that was pretty cheesy on their part, but they had it in there, in my opinion. But anyway. Minutes?
You want to make a motion on it? Is there something needed to be changed?
You had a chance for the minutes.
I did.
And you missed for the minutes. Motion to accept the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Presented. Alex seconded. And you got a motion and a second to approve the minutes as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
The only question I have is if you decide to do public comment, if you could make the person that is giving public comment please stand and state their name. Because I'm having trouble, there's too many people talking, and I can't tell who it is. So that would help if to maybe get more clarification.
Any public comment? Yes, sir.
Jeff Johnston. I just want to say thank you all very much for revisiting the salary matrix. I was concerned about that at the beginning, and the fact that you guys revisited it and it all went to take down. So, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Any other public comment?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Okay. Motion to second.
All
of
you
can
say aye.
Aye.
There you go.
Whatever.
I have to look for it.
But I think I sent you everything. I don't have any paperwork on that.
Because
I'm going to be called tomorrow.
In Lumbus, the town will have to pay the tax on it, but the town is going to need our advice on it.
Okay.